This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli, connecting you to a community of sales champions both on radio and online. We've got the site, the place where you can get all of the great material when it comes to helping you in your sales domination. Awesome podcasts, social media, plus, of course, our regular newsletter. That's MondaySalesCoach.com. Please join us there. In this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach, we're going to take a look at pipelines. Is your pipeline full and overbrimming? Well, that should be great, and it should bring you lots of sales. But unfortunately, sometimes a full pipeline can be a fallacy. We're going to have a look at that in this episode. We're also going to talk about a two-letter word that can often destroy your sales presentations. So let's get started. All right, the fallacy of a full sales pipeline. Larry was a salesperson with 3 years' experience. He's been selling printing services. He's constantly busy and he's constantly doing proposals. He's following up on many of his prospects and he's regularly called to see how they liked his quotes. Clearly, he developed great relationships with his prospects and customers. His sales manager was happy with his efforts because the company measured salespeople partially on the size of their pipeline, which were the number of proposals outstanding. However, everybody was a little bit concerned about Larry's closing rates. To make matters worse, Larry seemed to have a severe time management problem and was just not able to find time to prospect for new business. So let's analyse what's going on with Larry. Salespeople often think that they'll be successful if they make lots of proposals. Of course, it's difficult to get a sale without making a proposal, but focus just on generating a large number of proposals typically causes one to shortcut the qualifying process. When a prospect is not fully or properly qualified, well, guess what? The closure rate drops significantly. It's a rare prospect who would decline a salesperson's offer to submit a proposal, even when they know there's only Buckley's chance that they'll ever buy. Prospects find it easier to say, thanks for the proposal. I'll check it out. I'll look it over. Call me next week. And next week, guess what? There's another excuse or another reason that they haven't made a decision. In the meantime, that salesperson's pipeline keeps growing and growing, and so too his expectations. So what's the solution? Well, making a proposal is not selling. Anyone, I mean anyone, can put together proposals. In fact, if all a company wants to do is get as many proposals on the street as possible, they may as well hire someone on the minimum wage and just churn out proposals. Salespeople have to learn to qualify thoroughly before making a proposal. They must learn how to get a commitment from the prospect that if the proposal meets their needs, then they'll give them the order. Try getting this commitment without properly qualifying. It doesn't work. So, just like we talked about last week in episode number 31, yes, fill your pipeline, but fill it with quality. Fill it with clients who have said, if you can solve my problem and meet my budget, I'll go ahead. So you fill your pipeline with quality and not just with quantity. Now let's talk about a two-letter word that could be causing your sales a lot of grief. Never ever use the word if when you're making a presentation. It's a telltale sign of whether you're any good at selling or whether you're lousy. Listen to how many times you use the word if. And every time you say the word if, I want you to deduct 10 points. And if you collect 20 or more points, then you're doing a terrible job. That's how bad it is if you're using the word if more than once in any presentation or demonstration. I'm sure many of you are wondering, what does saying if have to do with delivering a good presentation? Well, let me explain. When you're doing a presentation, it's our job to share the features and the function of the product that meets the specific and pre-identified needs of the prospect. Unfortunately, when we say if, we aren't showing the features and the functions that meet the client's needs. In reality, we're saying we don't know what your business needs are, and we're just going to show them a feature anyway. Here's an example. So I do my podcasts on my website, petergiannoli.com, and my website is run by a program called WordPress. And when I do a podcast, I put it on there as a blog. Now, some organisations have multiple authors. In my case, there's only one. It's me. And so the author of all of my podcasts is me. But if I had multiple people doing Monday Sales Coach, I could put different people's names at the bottom of the podcast. That's a feature of WordPress. So imagine if I'm selling WordPress. I'm doing the demonstration for a prospect and I say, now look, if your organization has multiple authors and editors who have different approval levels, you'll love this feature. Well, I've used the word if in that statement. And by inserting if in the statement, I'm saying to the buyer, well, I don't actually know enough about you, whether you do have multiple authors and editors, and whether you do need to use this feature. Because the answer is, in my case, I don't need the feature, so they don't need to tell me about it. They don't know enough about my business if they use the word if. I hope that makes sense to you. So ill-prepared salespeople who are unfamiliar with the business, processes, goals, objectives, and needs of their prospect use if statements. Salespeople use if as a way to just get their features out there like spaghetti being thrown onto a wall. Salespeople who use if in their presentations are hoping that by saying if, then if they say it often enough, the buyer will eventually say, wow, yeah, I'll do that because it's got so many features. Well, that's unlikely. That type of selling's lazy and doesn't do anyone any favours. Before a salesperson does a presentation, they must know what's important to the buyer. They have to run through their business, their processes, and look for every little angle. And as a consequence of that, they won't need to use the word if in a good presentation. So if you're using if in your prezos, it's time to stop. You're just telling your customer that you have no clue what they need and how you can help them, and that you're hoping that by sharing every little gadget and widget that you've got to offer, they might actually say yes. Don't make your buyers do your job. You do your job for yourself. That concludes this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach. Don't forget, go to the website, mondaysalescoach.com, register and subscribe so you get this episode and every other delivered directly to your email inbox. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening. I'm Peter Giannoli. Thank you so much for contacting and connecting with us and becoming a sales champion. Until next week, bye for now.